Good morning. All right. Our theme for today, staying in along with our principles and vibrations. I'm calling this one the principle of self-love and the vibration of freedom. Okay, then. So let's take that breath. Let's get comfortable. Just relax. Let that out breath bring a releasing, a letting go. Just letting go. Rest in the reality of your own being. Recognizing that there is but one essence, one life, and that infinite reality is your being. Okay. See clearly that you are not separate from life, but that you are life. The fullness and completeness of it. No matter the appearances, all is consciousness in vibration, unfolding, manifestations. Life is. Being is. Love is. And all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart and discover the real, that there is but one presence, you, the eternal spirit. You are the wholeness, you are the completeness that is. So take a breath. And rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. So this is I'm going to do a little quote from our last week's adventure. Stay on this vibration out here. So last week it was spoken, it is as we realize what we are, this spirit, that we rise up the vibrational ladder of life, so to speak. We are always manifesting, creating. It is our nature, but it is in transmutation that we manifest of our higher and higher spirit rather than from the ignorance of not knowing ourselves. As we are always in a state of manifestation. Every thought, every word, every action has its own vibrational level. And I call it like magnets, and those vibrations go out and they magnetize the like back to us. That, in essence, is our prayer to the universe, our vibration, saying, "This is what I want." And it's very key for us to understand that because we are the creators of our day and our night. Okay. So let us ask ourselves today, what are the seeds that are being planted in our garden of creation. What seeds are we planting? Every seed has a vibration. Every thought is a seed. Every action is a seed. Okay. And if we are planting negativity, finite beliefs into our garden, then that is what is growing, and that is what we will harvest. And that is what we will be witness to in our experiences. In scripture, it is like called sowing and reaping. In Eastern, it is called our karma. We are what we are thinking. We are creating our tomorrow through our thinking. And if you think you are bound, then you are bound. How about the thoughts that said, oh, my mind is so powerful, I can't get it to be still, I can't get it to be quiet, it's always on the go. It makes me feel this and it makes me feel that. You are making a statement, you're making a declaration through the power of your being, and you have bound yourself to that thinking, that belief, that thought, until you are going to see clearly. Okay. And if you think that you are a separate person, then you are bound into being a separate person. If you think you are a body, born and aging, then you have bound yourself to the body by your belief. If you think you are the past and your stories and your dramas and your memories, then you are bound to the past, the stories and the memories. We create our day's experience by our beliefs in thoughts. In accord with our thinking, we are either bound or free. Okay. So we have to ask the question, am I still binding myself to my past and the interpretations of it? Am I still binding myself to old habits and old belief patterns? Am I still doing that? Let me take a look. Let me pay some time with this. So do some house cleaning if it is necessary. This is the path of an aspirant. It's not about reading a book and sitting in a chair to meditate for 3 hours. That's not it. It is about this. It is about sitting and watching thoughts. It is about the cleaning house. Oh, I just passed judgment on that individual. What's going on? Was it just a slip of the thoughts? But we eventually, being so aware of the thoughts, bring them to very slow, slow, slow downbeat. So, again, let's take a moment right now and review the thinking and the thoughts that we had this morning. Huh? What was going on in your planting of the garden this morning. What were you planting this morning in thinking, in thoughts, or actions? And then take a check and say, how does that feeling, or how am I feeling now because of what I planted this morning? Have I reconciled it? Have I seen it clearly? Have I forgiven it? Have I let it go? Or have now I bound myself to something I was thinking this morning? So, when I take a check throughout the day, what seeds am I planting for the creation of my tomorrow? Okay. Or what did I plant last night? I think you get the picture there. What we're saying. Okay. So in reality, beloved one, you are unbound. You are limitless, and you are the presence of pure awareness. And this does not require any thinking to make it so. It just is already. Okay? But we may still have thoughts and beliefs to clean out. Now, loving the self is about giving up any ignorant obedience to thoughts and beliefs. Do you love being? Do you love truth that much to give up an obedience to a thought or a memory? Because these are the ties that bind us into the belief of being a person. And as we see that, we are giving the thoughts a power that they do not naturally have. So when we see that that is what is happening, we can then immediately turn within and rest from that thought. Take that breath, turn within, settle down in the stillness of the heart. That's your power. The turning. Okay. That is your and my devotion of awakening. And that is loving the self. When you see clearly and you turn from the thoughts or the thinking that I am not there yet, or I am not ready yet, or I need to do this yet. When you are seeing that and you turn, no, that is not truth in reality. No, I reject that. And I come and I settle into the heart. That is loving the self. So we are like aware of when those things are taking place. Through your now spiritual maturity, I'm sure you're seeing that more clearly. And that is when we turn within. Okay. So let's first understand that the loving of self is not about trying to love a personal ego. That thing that we kind of believe that we are. Okay. Okay. Loving the self is not about trying to love a personal ego. Meaning, it's not about loving that persona, that mask that you think that you are. It's about seeing past that mask, seeing past that, and resting in the loving of self. When you turn past it, that's a statement of love. I turn from what I am not to the light that I am. That is love. To give up all that you are not. Okay. So, loving of the self is has nothing to do with the idea of being a person, a separate person. Well, that state doesn't really exist anyways. We just have this little belief system that says that it does, but it doesn't. There is no separation in reality, and you can't make it happen either. So it is this turning to the inner nature, the divinity, the divineness of our being, and recognizing that I am love. I am that essence. I am that vibration. I am that frequency of love. It is my natural self. But the next question is, but do I have a love for truth, which is the self, so that I have the strength and the courage to look within and know what I truly am and to live it? Is my love for the truth strong enough? So the frequency of the vibration of love, as you might guess, is very high. Each time that we turn within, okay, at the awareness I'm about to accept a false belief as being something real. Every time we're seeing these things clearly, we turn within. And what happens is, in that turning, the vibration changes. Okay. And that vibration goes out throughout the universe. Again, like I said, it's like dropping that petal in a quiet pond. That vibration of love is just humming out through the entire universe. And it is a healing frequency. Love is a healing frequency where healing is turning from a three-dimensional as what we assume to be reality to the truth of our own being, which is reality. And we turn inward to ourself and we leave the outer picture alone. We leave it alone. It doesn't matter what is taking place, your vision and your hearing. It doesn't matter. It is not reality. The outer picture is not reality. That outer picture is constantly changing in accord with where our beliefs and our understandings lie. As we rise up in consciousness, that outer picture does not look the same as when we were in the vibration of personhood and believing in everything about the outer picture. Okay. So that turning is saying, I love, I am love. Because I'm going to the stillness. I'm turning back to home. So do we have a love of self so deep that we spend more and more energy of practice to be in the stillness rather than in the chaos of mind? Is the love deep enough yet? We are to understand that the mind, unchecked, manifests our day. And it dominates as to where we place our attention. As a mind unchecked, it becomes your master, becomes your ruler. So, our attention can be given to the thoughts and belief systems of separation and negativity, or our attention can be to recognizing the oneness and the love that I am. We choose. There is nothing in creation that forces you to believe thoughts, to play with thoughts, to embrace thoughts, to make them real. There's nothing in the whole of the universe that can make you do that. You have to continuously choose. Now, you can make that choice out of understanding, or you make a choice out of ignorance. So you're either understanding the self and knowing that I turn from that, even if you get caught up with it 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half the day. When the seeing comes and you turn, that is love. That is strengthening your understanding of who you are. Every time there is that clear seeing, every time there is that conscious turning within to love, to grace, to peace. So Now we all seem to start out at the same place, right? Meaning not knowing what we are. Okay. And we don't even know that there is a freedom from this dominating mind. We don't even know that. We just think we are our thoughts. Okay. That's where we all start. Okay. So we don't even know at that point when we began our quest that there was a freedom to be had, and a freedom from allowing thoughts to dominate and be our beliefs. No, we could do that. Now we do. Okay. We didn't know that we are the freedom that we didn't know that we had. Okay. Therefore, freedom is ever with us. It is our nature. Okay. And we are free to understand that suffering is not our nature and to see it for what it is. It suffering is not a product of the body, not a product of the body, but a false interpretation of the mind. When there is a harmfulness to the body or a pain given to the body, it is mind that says, I am in pain and I am suffering, not the body. Mm-mm. Thoughts rise up, mind makes the statements, there's a claim, I am suffering. And then we go through that sense and that feeling and that emotions are suffering because of mind. Because of our old belief habits, patterns. We believe we are suffering, but we are not. We are just believing what mind is saying. We are just believing what mind is interpreting with what is happening with the body. But we, as presence, as aware, we are not suffering. Although we do witness, this feeling of suffering. We do witness that. But our self is not suffering. So we can't really take the name of the divine, which is I, and claim that I, the very immortal, unborn, infinite presence, is suffering. We can say, I am witnessing mind's interpretation. And mind is speaking and claiming suffering. You have to learn to make that distinction. I am aware and I am witnessing, but I am not what I am witnessing. That is something you want to contemplate on. Okay. You want to have a deep, profound understanding of why I am not suffering. So freedom, love, slash love, when they go together. So freedom, the frequency of freedom, It will always rise in us as we come into the understanding of what we are and acknowledge that. Okay. Let's see how mind does with this declaration. Freedom is loving the self before all else. Freedom is giving every moment to the self before all else. Before what we call husband or wife, before what we call children, before what we call sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles, or what we call family, before what we call a job. If anyone goes to work without the self being present, it's going to be a long day. If we rise up in the morning and do not recognize that I am the presence fulfilling this day, it's going to be a long day. Freedom is loving the self before all else. And you can say, well, when I wake up, I have to run to the bathroom quickly. I don't have time for contemplation. And I say to you, say, then thank the beloved one that there is a bathroom handy to be used. Thank you that it is there. Thank you. That's loving self to continuously be in that state of recognition that the self is ever present, even if the body has to rush up and get to the bathroom in the morning. The self is still present. It has not you. The you that is you hasn't gone anywhere. So make a joy of it. I don't know how many times I said thank you for the bathroom being there. So close and handy that I remember as a child visiting an aunt out on a farm. And I remember having to get up. The bedrooms were upstairs. To get up from that bedroom, to get downstairs, to get out across the little yard to the little house standing there so we could go to the bathroom. Okay. So yes, thank you. It is so close and so handy. And that is how you embrace what you are. Just remembering through every moment, no matter what's going on, I am the witness and I am the awareness of this event, of this happening, of this appearance. I am aware. I am present and I am aware. Okay. Okay. So freedom is loving the self before all else. Okay. If we are not loving our own being, we do not know what love is about. We do not know. Because love is not something that we give. And love is not something that we can get. It is not a commodity. Okay. And love is not an object that we can give to some and withhold from others. Love is the essence of being. It is the fabric of the universe. It is every molecule, every atom, every subatomic particle. It is love. And beyond that, lovingness, love, again, is a very high vibration. And it is the vibration of our nature, of our natural self. Okay. Now, whether that vibration is streaming out throughout the universe from our individualized light is up to us. It is up to the self. I'm not talking about people here when I say us or we or you or me. I am not talking about people. I am talking about the you that is you when you recognize I am. Okay? And the thoughts and the words and the deeds and the actions all are a product of that knowingness of I am. You are living the vibration that is your being. So if that vibration flows out, so to speak, from that individualization, it is up to us. I can either keep it dim by holding on to false and old beliefs, old memories, old patterns, old self-judgments. Okay. I can keep that light practically non-existent. Or I can recognize I am the very presence of love itself. And then begin to, then the actions and the words, they all comply with that higher understanding, that higher vibration. Things just drop away. Okay. It is like the little prayer, burn from me all that is not of my nature. So, through our awakening, there is a helping to humanity. Just as those lights that went before us, that we may read or we may follow their teachings, those lights were a benefit to humanity. And it is in our awakening as well that we are a benefit to humanity. So the question would be, how do I help? Okay, how is the help flowing from me to help others that have the same self-imposed bondage? How do I help them? How do I lift them up? How do I share my light? How do I love them when I can't even see them? So, how do I help them? You do nothing. You do nothing. But stay in the heart knowing what you are. You stay in the heart of peace, you stay in the heart of calmness, you stay in the heart of compassion. You stay there, you do nothing to the outer world, or the outer picture, the outer appearance, you do nothing. But stay still in the heart. And it is that beacon of truth in you, without words, without thinking, without action. And that vibrates throughout allness. Just by being still in the truth of being. Because the understanding the truth of my being is the truth of what would be called another. It's the same being. It's the same truth. You are recognizing that that is what is there. That is what is present there. There is nothing to fix. There is nothing to change. Just be that light. That's it. That's all. If you try to help from a lower energy, from a lower vibration, there will be first the judging of what's wrong with them, and then the scheme on how do I help fix that that's wrong with them. No, wrong vibration, wrong level, wrong energy. You go back to your heart and know the truth. There's nothing there to fix because the perfect presence is all and everywhere. And if I'm not seeing it, then I need to check my heart because I'm not seeing correctly. I'm not seeing clearly of what is truly there. I might be saying, well, my wife needs help because she just doesn't understand who she is. No, you're not understanding who she is at that point. Because if you are seeing that what is there is the very perfection itself of infinite love, then you're seeing clearly. You're not seeing that. You have to check in to yourself. What's going on within me? What is my mind, the mind saying that I'm accepting? Okay. So that helpingness is from the stillness, from the silence, and from the knowing of what is actually present. Okay. So, in our loving of self, we begin to make the conscious choice that instead of allowing the self to be led by thoughts or emotions or feelings, we learn to return home to the heart, to the stillness, into the silence, and we rest there. We learn to look from the heart and not the mind. Okay. We are to be what you are, which is being yourself in the knowingness of awareness, of witnessing. I am the witness. I am not the doer. So we might not be at the same frequencies with many others in the world and in our own circle of experiences. And that is perfectly perfect. Okay. We each have our own path. All 8 billion lights on this planet are the same as what you are. All the same. And each one, whether your mind allows you to recognize it at this moment or not, each one is already on the path of rising and returning home to the heart. Every one, all 8 billion of them. That's why they're here. That's why we're here, incarnate. To know ourselves as the one, to know ourselves as consciousness, and just rise up and make that return home. So we come here, perhaps with the memory of it erased, but we come here to know ourselves more and more as consciousness and what that is. So everyone is on the return path home. Before even the moment of visibility and birth, they're on that return path home. Okay. So we have to recognize that. Okay. Now, also, and I think you all may know this already, but we're not here to make anybody happy. Okay. And there's nothing and no one here that can make us happy either. And I think that we already recognize that. So that could be for someone else that's going to come along. But to recognize that is also a higher vibration than holding a belief pattern or a belief system that says, if I can just get a better job, if I can just get a better apartment, I'll be happy. If I can get a kind companion, then I'm going to be happy. If and when. Okay. So we're not here to do that. What are we here to do? We're here to awaken to who we are and what we are. That we are that already. Again, I can't say this too often. There is no person present that is going to awaken into being the presence of awareness. It is awareness. It is consciousness that comes into the understanding. Oh, I'm really not this body person. I really am consciousness. I've always been consciousness. Even when I was thinking I was a body person, I was consciousness. Even when I thought you were a body person, you are consciousness in expression. I am consciousness in expression. I've never been the body, never been the body person. That's what you awaken to. Not bringing a person into the understanding that I am. It is awakening to, oh, I've always been consciousness. I've never been anything else. So we are here in expressions of our own being, seeking to know our own being. Consciousness seeking to know itself is consciousness. Now, it is true that the farther that we go into this understanding, that others around us might feel a bit uplifted. They might feel maybe a little calmer in our presence. But that's not the goal. That is, please, that is not the goal. There is no goal. There is just, oh, I've never been a body person. That's it. Okay. So freedom slash self slash love, all there together, self-love, and its frequency, that's our true nature. Love is our true nature, and the frequency that it is our true frequency. And that is our true being. But we bind self. We bind our self with a capital S. I'm speaking here, not speaking of person. We bind ourself and we give up, so to say, we can't really give it up, but we seemingly give up our true nature of freedom when we allow, either out of ignorance or laziness, we allow a seeming power to have control over us. When we give in to the systems of distraction. When we are not being mindful of the moment, when we surrender to the distractions, that distraction then has a, or seems to have a power over us. And we are no longer conscious. We've gone unconscious into the distraction. Okay. So some of these distractions are negative thinking. Okay. You get caught up in a stream of negative thinking. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I'm so stupid, or you know the routine, and I think we've all been there. That when we get caught up in that negative thinking, or when we get caught up in emotions, and then the emotions lead to judgments, perhaps, or more negative thinking. Or we get distracted into feelings. Oh man, I'm feeling lousy today. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And we get caught up in that distraction. Okay. So that in our phones, beautiful technology, wonderful object to have, these mobile phones. Beautiful. But they can be a distraction. Have you ever turned your phone off for the day? We get caught up in the chaos of the media. Okay. They have that, what they call it, that clickbait. They show you something and oh, I gotta go there and see what that is. So that is a distraction, okay? In the television. And then of course we get caught up in some of our self-imposed stories about the past and the future. Yeah. We get caught in that distraction too. Okay. I don't know how many of you here are, but also religious obedience. We get caught up in that as well. We give our obedience to something other than our own beloved being. Okay. The dwelling on pain and pleasure. I mean, it's kind of endless, these distractions. If we sit here and speak of them, I'm sure we can find hundreds and hundreds of distractions that we ourselves have been dragged into. Okay. But your power is to see clearly that the thought impressions are not leading you to the freedom that is already within you. Caught in those distractions, it's like we don't have any freedom. But beautifully enough, we have everything that we need to see clearly. We have it. And we have the freedom to love all that is, everything, everyone. We have that freedom. Now remember, freedom, self-love, it is our nature. No one can take it from us. Okay. So we do have to see clearly those distractions. When we are pulled into a world of separation, duality, hatred, and justice, when we're pulled into that, and then we get absorbed in it for a while, until we see clearly what's going on and extract ourselves from it. So we have all that we need to see clearly. It's not something that we have to get or to attain. It's simple enough. So we have that freedom. We have the freedom to love all. And no matter if the thoughts or the other persons are telling us that some people are unworthy of love, or that some people are unlovable, doesn't matter. We have the freedom to take off those limiting shackles of judgment, not only of others, but is that what we falsely think is our little self, is a little self. We have that freedom to move past conditioning, to move past memories, to move past stories. We have the freedom and the love and the knowingness to do that. Okay? And we have the freedom to just be. Whatever that means for us individually, we have the freedom to just be. And we have the freedom to challenge the thoughts that are not harmonious, that are not peaceful, and that are not leading to the higher vibrations. We have a right to challenge those thoughts. And we have the freedom to surrender old beliefs and habits. We have the freedom that lets truth rise in awareness. You have all of this right now, in this moment, in the breath that comes into the body. You have all of this freedom, and you have the lovingness of self. And we have the freedom to see all as the divine spark, no matter what appearance they may be presenting. Freedom is the natural harmony of our being, of our true self, the divine expression. Okay. But we are to recognize this. Every act of showing forth this freedom is a statement of love, loving self. You have the freedom to do this. But we're to recognize this truth of freedom, and we're to live it. It's all right here, right now, because it is our being. Love, freedom, peace. It is the essence of what we are. We are the frequency called freedom. That frequency, that vibration, when we utilize that freedom, that frequency is a high frequency. And it raises up our awareness of our being. And we are to do the practice throughout the day and the night to see clearly when any thought, any belief, or any so-called person tells us otherwise. Spiritual freedom is to live as the divine presence that is ourself. And we turn within at any sign of temptation to take that from us. But yes, of course, nothing of our nature can be taken from us, but it may feel as if that has happened. So, a quick seeing, a clear seeing here is to see the temptation to remain under the control of anything, okay? The temptation to remain under the control of anything will always start with thoughts. I need, I want, you need, you should have, I want, you want, they need, they want. It will always start, that temptation to be under control, it will always gonna start with your thoughts, the thoughts and the feelings. And on, and then on to the old beliefs. We call up the old beliefs so we know how to handle the situation. Okay. And the old recorded stories and that mind running in a constant loop. The temptation to be under control is going to come from mind. Okay. So since most of us are used to that, it becomes easy to continue to be under that control. So this is clear seeing when you can see that temptation to a lower vibration, to a lower frequency, when you can see that that's what's taking place, then you take that breath back to the heart. So wherever I am, which is everywhere, love, beauty, and contentment, harmony, compassion, life, freedom, love. All the qualities that you would give to a deity are what you are now. Take a breath. A breath is like the tides. There is but one ocean in the movement of tides, coming and going. And as you're resting in the breath, gently flowing in like a tide, and then gently flowing out. There is a oneness in this rhythm. Just one. One presence, one being, one love, one life. You are this flowing. You are this being. The gentle movement of the frequencies and the vibrations of your presence. So, what is the principle of self-love? And the highest vibration of love is loving of self. In the recognition that there is but one self, one presence, even though it appears to be many, many people, there is only one. And it is in expression as what looks like a you and a me. Yes, there is this outer shell, an expression of consciousness, but there is only one. And in the loving of self is the loving of all. You don't even have to think about it. The loving of self is the loving of all. If you are loving what you are, then there is loving of all. There is an inclusion of all. You are the all. So in loving yourself, you are loving all. Okay. So self-love is that which flows as the frequency of freedom. They are one. And to know yourself as pure awareness is your freedom. Do we have some comments, or you might have questions on this, perhaps? Did you want to say something, Grace?
Two things.
Okay.
A good one is one day I look at the phone and I go, I'm using this phone more than I have devotion towards God. And that's why I turn it off.
Yeah.
And now when I go into the grocery store, I leave it in the car. It's like I'm in a different world than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, I don't know, I have a very strong hold of what you say, and this on love is unbelievable. But at the same time, it's like there's this hypnotism into believing where I'm not. Why is it so easy to fall into it?
Well, we spent most of our lives in it. So, yeah. But you're recognizing it. You're seeing what's taking place. And you're working at changing that. So that's the key. You're seeing it. And once you see it, then it begins to change. Just from your seeing what's going on, you don't fall. It might seem like you fall into it a lot, but you probably extract yourself from it just as quickly because you're seeing it. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still beating myself for falling into it.
No. No. Because did you say believing or beating yourself up?
Beating myself up.
Okay. Okay. First of all, no. Because the self is God. You see, there is no person there for you to beat up. And you are literally trying to beat up God, which is yourself. Okay, so there's never a joyfulness in that action. There's never an upliftment. There's never a feeling of joy and peace, right? Why?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do something that's impossible. And all you're doing is binding yourself to a belief that you can beat yourself up for doing something wrong. So it would be better to sit with that belief and look at it square in the eyeball, right? And ask, what is this about? What's going on? Okay, because it's all mind. It's mind that's doing it. Mind is saying, I'm beating myself up. But mind, at this point, if it is yet unchecked, it's going to do that. So you have to take the reins, so to speak, and you have to challenge mind. Okay. What are you talking about beating myself up? I am the very presence of pure awareness and love and peace. What are you talking about? Or who are you talking about? Or who are you trying to beat up? There has to be that challenge. It kind of puts mind in its place. Yeah. No beating up. Okay, guys, come on, questions. So you all are very clear on who you are, that love is all, and you are that. And neither you or anybody else needs fixing. You are perfect just as you are, which is the presence of awareness. Okay, we all got that? All right, we're good. Okay, so if there's no more questions or comments, then we're going to call this one complete. All right. Let us pray. My most beloved self, I leave behind the ignorance to the love that I already am. I embrace the presence that is the awareness I am. I am the unseen witness of all things, and I abide in the awareness with no illusion of person. I am free to know myself as awareness alone. Amen. Namaste. What do we do?